Hello, Bluebaggers, and welcome to Round 15's Northern Blues Wrap, brought to you by Grunt. My name is Danielle from the Carlton Media Team, and I'm joined in the studio by Northern Blues coach Josh Fraser. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Danielle.
Back on the winners list this week, after breaking an eight-year hoodoo against North Ballarat, must have been pleased with the players' efforts, especially considering we had a few out, including Dylan Buckley, Nick Graham, Christian Jacks, who all recalled to the senior side.
Yeah, there was some personnel changes during the week, and also from our Northern Blues end as well, missing Timmy Tatevsky and Zach Ballard, who have been regulars in our side. So really pleasing to go down to North Ballarat, a place where we haven't had a lot of luck in recent years, but the way the boys went about it and to get the result was really pleasing. So hoping to carry that form and confidence into this week's big game against Footscray.
How important is it to get a few wins away from home as well to be able to perform not only at home but on the road too?
Yeah, look, we've been okay on the road this year. Round two against Geelong down there under lights, we performed really well, and Box Hill, of course, on their home ground. So to make it three wins, three really important wins on the road this year, obviously North Ballarat last weekend was important. And look, I think it's another step in our development as a young group and as a VFL program to be able to travel together and get results. So they're certainly a dangerous side, particularly at home. So we're really pleased to come away with a win, and I think the way we went about it was probably the most pleasing thing.
Young 2015 draftee Harry Mackay had his first debut game in the VFL and did all right and kicked two goals. How did you rate his performance?
Oh, I was really excited for Harry. He's had a somewhat of a difficult start to his time here at Carlton with the injury, but he's just a terrific fella, and he's really determined to work hard and become the best player he can be. So I was thrilled to see him out there and perform really well. I thought we didn't bring him on till quarter time, and when he came on, naturally it takes a little while to find your feet, but once he hit a few packs and let up at a few balls, he looked right at home. So he's going to build nicely from here, and again, really excited about what he's going to produce.
Another draftee I was going to mention as well was David Cunningham, who played okay on the weekend too.
Yeah, so Cunners the week before played in our development side for Northern Blues, and this was his first game for some time at VFL senior level, and again, I was really encouraged by what I saw. I thought he moved particularly well around stoppages and in congestion. He's got great hands and showed some bursts of speed across the ground as well, which is something that we've been after from him. So from all reports, he got through really well, and he'll keep building his form and fitness from here. But he's someone that, again, we think is going to be a real player.
This week we take on Footscray, who currently sits sixth on the ladder here at Icon Park at home. There's no chance of the game being moved again. We're going to be playing here, hopefully.
Yeah, we hope to be on Icon. It's been a couple of weeks. Obviously, the last game against Geelong was moved to Preston, but we're hoping for a week of reasonable weather, and you know, it'd be great to get back out on the home ground, and hopefully get a good turnout from the Carlton supporters. Obviously, our senior side's interstate this week, so good opportunity to come and support the VFL boys on Sunday.
And what are you hoping to see from the boys, obviously trying to carry that momentum through that you gained on the weekend?
Yeah, much of the same. Obviously, there's some big takeaways in terms of areas that we need to get better at, but I thought we took the game on a lot more than what we had done in the last month or so, and some players really built some form. So hoping to continue that. Some guys need to find another gear and another level, but I'm confident they'll do that. And we're against an opponent that got hold of us in round one, and they're going to play finals, and we're still trying to cling on to that chance of playing finals. So it's a big game for us and another great test in terms of how far we've come.
And do you think there'll be many team changes in terms of personnel this week? What are you sort of expecting?
Probably always expect that there will be. Obviously being dictated to a little bit by what happens from Carlton's end. So I anticipate a couple of changes. I think most weeks we've had two, three, sometimes five or six changes. So I think there'll be a different mix, but at the same time, I've got great confidence in whoever comes back that they can perform a role, and certainly the guys underneath at VFL level are pushing hard to put their names forward as well. So I'm pretty confident we'll field a competitive side, and I'm sure Footscray will be doing the same. So hopefully it's a great contest.
As part of the AFL club's coaching diversity program, George Latouf will be joining the coaching team 2 days a week to learn the tricks of the trade. How closely will you be working with him during his time for the rest of the season?
Yeah, so when George is into the club, he spends a lot of time in the development coach's office with myself, Matty Capuano, Kieran McGuinness. So I guess he's probably just trying to learn as much as he can, almost some work experience type arrangement, but he's also a coach in his own right, and he'll spend some time with our VFL program this Sunday. So looking forward to having George there. I think He's fitted in really well. A couple of days a week he's here, and I'm sure he's learning a fair bit from the coaches. Obviously, some really good experiences amongst the coaching group. So, terrific fella, really passionate about the game, and I'm sure he's getting a lot out of his time here at Carlton.
Beautiful. Thanks for your time, Josh. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Blue Baggers, make sure you get along to watch the Northern Blues take on Footscray Icon Park this Sunday.